What's going on, Badger Nation? Welcome to the PPC Den podcast, the world's first and longest running show all about Amazon PPC advertising to make your Amazon PPC life a little bit easier and a little bit more profitable. Today, I'm joined by my friend Noemi from ScaleWave, and we're going to be talking about what I call the phrase match STEM SEO ranking strategy. I thought it was really interesting, visualizing ways to use phrase match and then more phrase match and stems of those phrase matches and incorporating that into an SEO strategy on Amazon to rank higher. It was a good one. We have 257 episodes organized in a spreadsheet for you. So if you want our SEO podcasts, they're all organized by category, type, and all the goodies and the bonuses we've ever made, like the Ngram analyzer. All those spreadsheets are also on that spreadsheet. So be sure to check it out in the description. Have a good one, and let's jump in to the PPC Den podcast.
I've launched campaigns and picked keywords. I've got my bit set placements too. Now bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my share.
Naomi, thanks so much for coming back to the PPC Den. How's it feel to be back in the den?
It feels amazing. As always, it feels amazing. And then now that I think this is the third or fourth time I'm on the show, it's like even more amazing because there's like more knowledge and even more things to share. So appreciate having me back in or on the show.
I feel like every time I talk to you, I'm learning something new. You must be moving really fast at your agency. Because I think like on the very first time we recorded, I think maybe you were just starting your agency and now it's been like several years later. How has that journey been going for you so far?
Oh, thank you so much for noticing that. It's going well. And I think as you were mentioning, I think kind of you're pushed to learn more and be more because like the competition gets like tougher and they know more. So if you don't keep pace, like keep up with whatever they are doing, it's going to be, you're going to be left behind, you know? So,
yeah, it's kind of like the, one thing that I find really fascinating is the Dunning-Kruger effect. Dunning-Kruger says like, when you first get to a topic, you learn a little bit about it and then you think you understand everything. So a lot of times, like after you learn a little bit of stuff, you think that you know everything. And then like you spend more time in a topic and more time in a topic and you start to see all the nuance and differences and all the different connections that you didn't possibly see before, then you realize, oh, I actually, there's tons to learn and there's constantly things to learn. So yeah, and I think it's a really interesting topic that you brought to us today because it's sort of going back to basics in a lot of ways. So it's kind of refreshing to go back to basics here. We're going to be talking about profit strategy, search term analysis, using the information there to improve SEO and PPC ranking. I think SEO and PPC ranking, match made in heaven. So talk to us about why you think that a lot of times in the Amazon marketing space, it sort of has shiny object syndrome in some ways. Because we're going to be talking about something foundational today. And even before we talk about that foundational learning, I think it's interesting to sort of, so many people don't have a strong foundation when it comes to marketing on Amazon. And it might be worth sort of sharing, you know, what you notice about that in our industry.
Yeah, so I think that is, first off, great thing to think of that we were once beginners and now we are learning. And just because we are learning, it doesn't mean that we know things better, but we have even more questions. So I definitely agree to that. So getting back to that, I believe that most of the time, just because there's so much buzz out there and kind of like we are addicted to news, addicted to try out something that's new, addicted to, that's new. Amazon just granted us now search query performance reports and like we can look into that. And I'm not saying that those are bad things. I believe that those are great things. I believe that also we get overwhelmed by information and overwhelmed by competition, quote unquote, and not necessarily competition in the sense of, I'm competing against you, but competition against like new information. And it's now expected also from you as like a PPC manager or like account manager or like as an agency owner to know all those things and to, okay, what is your opinion there, you know? And sometimes I believe that because we are so focused on to what is new, and I also have to keep updated, like be on top of everything, what is new, we're going to forget the basics, which is like, I love basics, you know, and I believe that most of the time, really shiny things are great, but they are going to work, not work, and so on. But basics, we always know that work, fundamentals work, and search term reports is one of those, you know. And back like 4 years ago when I started advertising and understanding PPC and just really dabbling into like what is going on, I wanted to run my own account, so I wanted to learn. It was super curious for me. I believe that one of the things that I learned, it was like search term reports. And I was looking at these videos, you know, self-intitulated or self-called gurus, so-called gurus on Amazon, on YouTube, you know, and they were like, oh, so this is how you're going to download the reports. This is what you're going to optimize for. That's the high ACoS, this like lowering bit, like, no, really, like it's all mystery about like bid reduction. So they were like reducting by 20 cents, 50 cents, $1, $2, and like throttling all the impressions, so on and so forth. But I believe that the main core data, it was like, hey, this is what you already have from Amazon. Why are you not using it? This is real data from whatever you harvested from whatever you created. Most of the time, because it's so simple and so basic, we're going to overlook it, considering that it's like old news, you know. So and in that spirit, the topic for today, I think it's a good one to have search term reports and harvesting roots and then rank tracking, because this is something that is always going to be there. It's something that really going to help your clients grow, and also you be accountable to the clients and the client to you, you know. And we are just like missing out on it because, you know, there's like sponsored TV now available, and how could I catch up with that, you know? So, but stop me at any point. I feel that this is one of the main reasons why it's like we feel pressured and pushed around, just because there's so much like, so many like shiny objects out there, and we are going to stop focusing on the most important things. How do you think about that?
In 2017, I made a video and it was called The Best Amazon Keyword Research Tool. And you know what the tool was? It was the search term report. And today in 2023, someone asked me the other day, like, oh, you know, what's your favorite search, what's your favorite keyword tool? And I'm like, honestly, you got to start with your search term report. It's like so boring to say. It's like, oh, just go use this report that we've all known about since, you know, 2012. But it's like, go use it. Like, I can't tell you how many people don't, or like they forgot to use it because they're using some other thing. And I think that the real thing is like every new thing is additive. It should like add to your foundation. So sort of like the task list gets longer to do all this work. So like, yes, you start with your search and report, and then you can do, you know, competitor ASIN analysis, reverse ASIN lookups on your competitors. Like, you still do all of those things. But taking it back to the search term report. So let's talk today in 2023, how you can use your search term report to actually rank better in Amazon.
Right. So I think it's really important, first off, once that you're downloading the search term report, to see what is converting, what is not, and how much money you have budgeted for different experiments and testings. And I'm calling them experiments and testings because that just because it converted once, there's no guarantee it's going to convert once again. And there's no guarantee it's going to convert at the same ACoS, at the same CPC. And at the same rate as it worked well for like other campaigns. Giving you a clear example, once that you're downloading your search reports, for example, there are certain things that we can scale and there are certain things that we cannot. And giving you an example, it can be that one search term performed really well for you and it brought in like 10 orders. Maybe that was a phrase match. And then you're looking into it. Okay, so this search term actually, this is what the keyword was, but the search term is like 10 different terms, you know? So then you might say that that keyword performed well for you, but actually there were like 10 different people who bought 10 times the same product. And then you might have the impression that it's just like, okay, then the next step should be that I'm going to take those 10 terms, keywords, maybe add them into an exact campaign, you know, a sponsored product exact campaign, and then let it run, you know? And then sometimes once you're going to do that, you have everything figured out, you're discovering, hey, actually now I'm paying different bit. Now I'm converting differently. Now it's like, it's totally like, oh my gosh, what just happened? This worked really well. So I believe that first off is going to be important for our listeners to understand that while you are downloading specifics like the search term report and you find like specific keywords, that it's not always translating into it's going to work really well. Also, if you're going to take those exact same keywords and add them into exact matches, ideally it should work, but sometimes it doesn't. So actually lately I was talking with Anthony from Data Dive, and he is like, he's amazing when it comes to keyword research, and like Data Dive is amazing when it comes to keyword research, and we are using it internally. However, what I'm noticing is that it's enough to have like 5 keywords and then create, okay, exact match campaigns with those 5 keywords and see where am I converting for that specific keywords. And which one is the most profitable for us? Because we like to look at profitability rather than, okay, how to scale faster or rank faster, you know? So then it was like, okay, so this keyword is really converting for us, but then how to double down on that? And then we noticed that there are specific routes, like maybe one word, two word. I believe also you created at some point a very, very interesting video on the opposite side of how to negate and how to find the one word, and then you can add it into phrase match. I forgot the name. It was about something.
Ngram analysis.
Ngram, exactly. So I'm not sure what episode it is, but if our audience would like to go back to that episode, because actually the search term reports and what I'm talking about, it's exactly the opposite of that, right? Mm. So everything that it did not work, now it's going to work because we're using it purposefully, right? So then based on that, once that we're downloading a report, we'll see the one keyword that performed the best, and then we will add them into phrase matches. And those phrase matches actually are going to help us rank organically for those specific routes.
So let's pause there. I have a couple questions. I just want to get some definitions out here. So you mentioned like root keywords. Can you give us an example, in case anyone doesn't know out there, what a root keyword is and how that sort of would stem out? Talk to us about that.
Sure. And I was just like thinking about that. Can you just give me a product so it's going to be maybe easier for me? So I'm not going
Let's
to...
say coffee mugs.
Coffee mugs. Okay. So coffee mugs, it's one of those keywords that is super, super generic, but it's a good one. And it's a good one because then you have like harder work to do. So for example, coffee mug. Coffee is one root and mug is another root. Coffee mug itself, it becomes a root that it's going to be everything that is coffee mug related. So for example, coffee mug for adults, coffee mug for kids, maybe not coffee mug, but like coffee mug for, I don't know, white ceramic coffee mug, for example, that's also, it's coffee mug the root, but there's like a phrase, mm-hmm. like an inverted phrase. Coffee mug and then 500 milliliters or like 200 milliliters or so on, or like that would be coffee mug, it would still be the root keyword, right? And then if you want to go a step even further, and getting back to your analysis as well, then coffee and mug. And if coffee and mug are not converting, then for sure that coffee mug keyword, like, and anything else that it's after those two words are not going to convert for us, or are going to convert for us a very high cost, you know? So I think, did that answer your question related to like coffee mug? And then that would be the root, and then the rest of the keywords that are going to be actually search terms that our client or customers are looking for. Make sense?
Absolutely. So now we've planted some seeds, and we have some roots planted down in the ground, and these are going to stem out. So like coffee mug, ceramic coffee mug, glass coffee mug, so like very large coffee mug, you know, 20 ounce, 24 ounce, so on and so forth. Yeah. So by planting these roots down and then going to the search term report, you can see how all these stems are performing, right? And that's the next step. And then what do you do when you're looking at, like, what's a sample thing that you might see of all these different levels of performance? And then what do you do with that information?
Sure. So for example, let's say we had the one keyword that is like coffee mug for adults, and that one keyword, it generated different search terms. Next step is going to be, okay, these 10 search terms, probably it could be that the first one actually generated 5 sales, the second one, 2 sales, and so on and so forth. So then we would take once again the same keyword that was like a search term that was generated by the keyword, and then we create one more phrase. Because what is happening most of the time is that if it's phrase match, then it's going to be the same keyword. Now Amazon is really like throttling when it comes to, you know, you're going to target one word and you're going to get something else. So usually what we would like to do here is like having modified phrase. So we're adding the plus sign. And then the interesting fact here is going to be that once that you have that seed and that keyword and then the search term which have the same root, what it's going to happen is that we are going to add that keyword into a rank tracking software. So in our case, we're using Helium 10 for that purpose. But once that you're going to add that only that root, then you will see that for that root, if it's added within a rank tracking software and also added it in your listing, you can really track what is working for you, how it's working, you know. And it's very interesting, and I'm not sure why, even sometimes when we are running ads, the ads are not always converting, we organically are still ranking for it just because it's within the listing. And also eventually we would rank also for it on the PPC end. So basically the structure would be having the one keyword that is the highest, highly relevant for your product, and then its root, and then that goes into a phrase match, and that goes into a next phrase match. And then you might be creating also exact campaigns. It's sometimes exact match campaigns are really, really good when you want to rank. We do not expect low ACOS for those ones though, however, you know. Did that answer the thought process and how we would go about it?
Absolutely. So those initial roots that you planted, you're adding those as sort of modified broad with the plus sign in front, so that we're trying to lock in, okay, glass coffee mug, I want to lock that in. And then there could be stems of that word. Is that right? Or are some of those roots you are adding as phrase, like glass coffee mug would go in as a phrase, or coffee mug would go in as a phrase? I'd love to, people always love hearing about how people manage their match types.
Sure. That's actually a great point that you made. And there's one purposeful reason why we're not creating really broad matches is that because right now, if you don't have enough negative key or enough keyword that you know that you're not going to convert for, if you're creating a broad match campaign, it might seem that it's going to produce a lot of sales, but it's going to be it's a very high ACOS just because there are a lot of keywords that are not going to convert for you. So therefore, when it comes to creating campaigns, we would go for phrase matches, just because that is like at least 1-2 keywords have to be within that search term. And also we're going to go with the modifier exactly because of that. So when it comes to ranking, usually exact matches are the ones that are going to rank you the highest. Then phrase matches are the next ones, because there's one specific word or two words or like multiple words in the same format that is going to help you with like similar to exact, but that is on the second level, and then broad matches. And I do hear like a lot of, I was just listening to Stephen Pope. I think he just like created a video a while ago, and he was saying that most people are not using broad matches. And I do, and he sees like a lot of good results and so on. And honestly, I went into to see, like, for me, it's not as much important to how much money are we making, but how much are we losing? And it was interesting that with broad matches, we lost the most money. And it's, again, it's not because it was not controlled, you know. So then I was like, okay, so which is the best search term or the best practice that we could do for this account, you know. And I'm not saying that that is wrong or that you should need be not doing it. But again, based on our clients and their accounts, when we did like an in-depth research, you know, this is what we've seen. And again, getting back to that, sometimes broad, it's exactly what you're looking for, because it's just like sometimes you really, it's not working anything else for you, you know? So I believe that it's really a judgment call rather than this is the way how you should do it. And getting back to your question, I also believe that because there's like, if there's no binary answer, then it's, there's therefore is no correct answer. This is why we're missing out, because again, it's the account, what works best for the account. And since we're talking about the match types, also, I wanted to bring up auto campaigns. So when it comes to auto campaigns, I'm sure that also you're still using auto campaigns. They are super, super helpful when it comes to keyword harvesting. So when it comes to search terms from auto campaigns, what we noticed is that, again, auto campaigns also, they have their purpose and they should be used. And then everything that comes from auto campaigns, you would be harvesting it and then create their like phrase match campaigns and then eventually exact match campaigns. I'm very curious to know, like in your case, Michael, since you're seeing like so many accounts as well, and also like AdBadger is amazing. I'm sure that you're dealing with a lot of clients. What do you see on this end when it comes to search term, and like what is a best judgment for you?
Oh man, I just did an episode, I don't think it's released yet, on like what are the characteristics of like super low ACoS accounts. Mm-hmm. And that the big themes, I just recorded it 2 weeks ago, but I haven't had all the caffeine to start my brain yet today. I was going to say that the characteristics were, they were using broad and they were using it quite well. Like you would imagine like a super low ACoS campaign only had exact match because it was so tight. And these accounts were actually, they had a really good distribution of spend on things that got orders. What I mean by that is they didn't have like 90% of their keywords get only one order a month. Like they really focused a lot on their spend. So I think one of the biggest issues like 3 years ago was not enough segmentation. Like people would have like an auto campaign and some keywords that were broad. And then those things would be going out and capturing a whole bunch of data that they weren't capitalizing on. Like there was no search term graduation or anything like that. And then I think the biggest problem now is over segmentation. What I mean by that is if you have 10 individual keywords that get one order a month, you would actually be better served if you had one broad match capturing all of those things. Excuse me, I'm allergic to bad Amazon PPC. So as I was thinking of some of these accounts, it made me a little, made me a little ill. But these really good accounts, they had really good distribution of like average orders per keyword. So they were, that is to say, they were using broad really well. So instead of like 10 individual exact matches that only get one order a month, so like in between those orders, like the spend can get a little wonky. They were sort of using their match types as a way to plant these like mini auto campaigns that captured a lot of data that they could bid specifically for. So these were terms that weren't worth graduating into an exact match or a single keyword campaign. So they sort of baked them in. So yeah, they had good spend on broad matches, which was a little surprising.
Yeah,
for sure. And yeah, what I generally see is a lot of accounts, they are not afraid of lots of different match types. So like they'll run the auto, broad, phrase, exact in separate places. They'll also sometimes have dedicated places for modified broad with a plus sign there. And sometimes they do that alongside the phrase or in a separate campaign all in of itself. So yeah, so when we think about sort of the theme of this episode, planting that root down, you know, looking at your search term report, trying to find a root. So coffee mug as a root. And I think, you know, you could theoretically, obviously you'd want to run all the match types, but like when we're thinking of it, like planting a root, like letting it stem out, we want to use broad, modified broad and phrase for their purposes so that, you know, if you just did it exact, you wouldn't have it stemming out and finding different terms. So when you do that, when you plant that seed of like phrase match coffee mug or modified broad coffee mug, something like that, you're missing a world of information and strategy if you're not going into your search term report and actually looking at what stemmed out from that, seeing what, and then, you know, talk to us about the data that you like to look at when you see those stems. So let's say you plant the root of coffee mug and glass coffee mug pops up, and then you discover glass coffee mug and it says that's a great keyword. Like, what do you do with that information? Where do you put it? What do you do with it after you find it in a search term report?
Sure. So usually we would create new campaigns with them, but like, again, it comes down to testing. If it worked well for one campaign, doesn't mean that it's going to work well for other campaigns as well. However, sometimes actually the case is that it's going to work well. So once that we found those keywords, we would, again, repeating myself, we would create campaigns that are like phrase match campaigns. And the reason why I'm saying that is because while you were saying about the broad matches, I do believe there's like, you have to really master to know how to master broad matches. Like, maybe we're just like not good at how to master that, you know. But when it comes to phrase matches, I believe that that is something that it's super helpful for us, especially because then it's like, okay, you created, you this is the search term, and then you're creating like other phrase matches with that. That is like going to open up like other routes, you know. So basically,
that's just to clarify, you know, you have phrase match coffee mug, you discover glass coffee mug that can become that you can stem out even further and now do glass coffee mug in a phrase and continue sort of finding those stems. Is that sort of clarifying how you like to think about it?
Exactly. Because what we noticed is that once that we're going to go broad after we went phrase, then it's going to be like too many keywords that might be not related. So, and if we're going straight to exact matches, then that might work, but those might not be the exact terms that we want to rank for. And they're like a lot of keywords. So this is why we would do like phrase and then phrase and then phrase again. And the idea is like, yes, it might be that a few keywords are going to be duplicated, but the idea is that it's going to be a different bit. So we are not fighting against ourselves. And the end goal really is to rank for the specific keyword for the specific route. So if we can achieve that at the lowest cost, why not? You know, so that is the, like, thinking backwards, my purpose is to rank for this keyword. Like, what am I going to do to rank most profitable for that keyword? If I'm creating exact match, probably I might work, it might work for me, but it might become more expensive, you know. If I'm creating broad, again, it might work, it might bring in more orders, but I have less control. So therefore, I'm going to create the phrase match campaigns because those are the ones that are going to help me with those exact same keywords, like help me really rank. At some point, we also had an episode about strategies when it comes to, I think, Evergreen, Amazon PPC strategies, one of our episodes. And actually, that was a very, like,
it
got a lot of a very popular one, and it this is also on your podcast. Your audience can look it up. But basically, there also it was a concept of like ranking up and ranking like horizontal and vertical ranking, you know. And it's exactly the same concept. Whenever you want to rank and you want to be fine for that exact keyword, you would be ranking like vertical, right? Horizontal, vertical. This is vertical, right? Sorry, it's 10 o'clock here as well, so excuse our, sometimes it's like not really there. This is a vertical, right? Horizontal, vertical, okay. So if you want to rank vertically, therefore you're going to use either exact, either phrase matches. And that's actually what we're doing. But here we are ranking both vertically and horizontally. Makes sense? So then we're bringing more keywords that are actually bringing us closer to whatever we want to achieve. Did that explain better?
Yeah, and talk to us like what you do with that, with those terms that you're finding in terms of like, because you mentioned, I think you begin to take that information and you actually begin to put it in the product page itself. Talk to us about what you're doing. So as you're doing this process and you find coffee mug and glass coffee mug and ceramic coffee mug and so on and so forth, what does it take for you to take that information and then think it's good enough to put into the product title or the listing or the bullet points? Like, how do you think about that?
Sure. So I would look for especially search volume when it comes to those keywords, because each keyword then it has a different search volume. And then usually mid to low to mid search volume are the ones that are going to perform better, because those are going to bring you up faster on the ranking scale. So those are the keywords, for example, coffee mug, and then a coffee mug, it was like, I think what was yours? You were giving a feedback.
Glass coffee mug.
Glass coffee mug. Okay, so for example, glass coffee mug actually has a good search, like search volume. We would use that one. We would either add it into the title and or into the bullets, you know, so it's depending on the search volume. Ideally, higher the search volume, we would add it like higher ranked. So title is the most important. That is the one that's going to rank, then bullets, and then the rest of the listing, A plus content, and so on and so forth, you know.
Do you also prioritize where in the title too, like earlier in the title, a little bit more important than later in the title?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So we also experimented when it comes to how much to change when it comes to these things. And what we noticed is the moment that you're going to rip off the bandaid, just place it like totally different listing and like everything is different, you're screwing up indexing, right? So lesson learned from our mistakes, it was like, okay, so of the title, these are probably in your title, you're going to have in between 2 to 5, it depends how much you want to like stuff keywords there. But there are going to be certain keywords that are already there and you organically rank for. So I think the way how we're thinking is that what is the keyword that we're not ranking already on the first page that if we're taking away, we can, like, we are still good. Make sense? So if we're on second page, third page for that particular keyword, even if it's a high search volume keyword, we're still not converting. Therefore, even if we would convert like via PPC, we would still have to like fight the big guys who are paying a lot of money for those spaces or for people who are just like selling their products for $5 when ours is like $50, you know? So clearly it's not going to be conversion. Very long, like in-depth answer. Basically, it's going to depend on the where do you show up for the keywords that you have in title on the page. Make sense?
For sure. I like to think of that, what you described, as almost like the foothold technique to ranking on ranking with SEO. It's like you don't go after the, you know, the biggest, hardest terms first. You can like get these low to mid ones and get a lot of wins under your belt, get more momentum, and then that makes it easier to go after more difficult terms. So, and do you do this just periodically, like once a month you'll go and look for those search terms that might make sense to put into your bullet points in your title, so on and so forth? Do you do that like once a month? You just sort of do that scan once a quarter? Or is there some kind of metric that happens that then you're like, okay, I should go do this task? Like, how do you think about when to do those things?
Yeah. So we usually do a monthly, like we're downloading search terms for on a monthly basis simply because it's like, oh, this month, this is what works. So kind of like it's, you know, segmenting information or data in our heads. But once that we are going to do that, then we are going to have an in-depth, okay, what worked, what didn't work, and which are the things that we should apply and which are the things that we should stop doing, right? And here, for example, after the monthly reports, we're just going to generate that one. We're waiting, like, we give it a 3 to 5 days time to just ensure that, you know, all the attribution, everything comes true. So actually we are dealing with real data. But once that we have that, we will see, okay, like what actually worked for this account and what is also the cheapest for us to rank for? Because most of the time, giving you an example, for example, there are certain things that are working well, but they're expensive. Giving you, if your break-even ACoS for the product is like 20% and this other keyword, it worked really well for you, but it's like 50%. Are you willing to add that into the title and try it out? You can, but then you are going to lose on something that it converted really well for you at 20%, if it makes sense. So then we are taking the priority, okay, if it converted really well, next step is going to be, okay, that keyword actually is 20% ACoS, let's add it. And it's kind of like equal amount of sales. So based on that, it's going to be, now we figured out, this is the keyword, and then we are going to look for this the same one word or two words that are going to show up into all our, like the rest of the search term. And this is on a product level. And something else that also can happen, if you have especially products within the same niche, giving an example, a clear and a matte version, or like a black and white version, then what's going to happen sometimes is that you're going to find keywords that are converting really well for both products. So what do you do then? Well, you're still going to add them in the title and go for it and see which one it's converting better, you know? Because while it converted really well for last month, there's no guarantee for us that it's going to convert the same way this month. Maybe it's going to be a new competitor who's like going to just hammer down that keyword and they are going to pay a lot for it, you know? So then this is the safety net, basically, what we would have.
And when you take some of those, you're doing that search term analysis for the purposes of looking for new things to put into the listing, the bullet points and the title.
Yeah.
What? How long do you wait before you start to see a ranking movement? And you know, do you also change up your strategy, potentially take it out of the title if you didn't see movement? Like, give us an expectation on what you generally see in terms of time. How long does it generally take once you put that new keyword into bullet points and title? How long does it take to see something happen?
So we're tracking on a day per day and week by week basis, and the reason why, and also month by month basis. And the reason why we are going to this extreme is that from one day to another, it might be no change for some keywords. There's no change for otherwise, like immediately, it's just like skyrocket organic rank, you know, like you're up that like 20 plus, you know, if you're going to log into Helium, then everything is green, you know, and it's like great, you know. But in some cases also, for us, what is important to see really the, like, how does it going to evolve? After 1 week, we have a better understanding. Okay, so this worked really well, and we should hone on that keyword. Sometimes what's happening that after a month, actually, we are going to, like, fall. And then that is, I think, the most important data that most people are not looking into, like, longer time period data, because that is going to define, okay, now it worked really well. It just, like, it was a click, like, I just figured out something, but after a month, it's not working. And then it's going to come down how competitive that keyword actually is and who else is trying to compete on that one. Because sometimes it can be that you convert it like organically just because you added that into your SEO title. But then, you know, like similar to whenever you're blog writing or something, it's like other people who are going to use the same technique, and then they're going to steal, quote unquote, your keyword, implement it within their strategy. They're willing to pay more for it, you know? So I believe that it has to do with understanding the data for specific time periods. It's very important. It's not only like how do we track it or like how often do we track it, how does something evolves? So ideally, we like to see like in 1 to a week improvement. And that means that we did something right. And that was like just really our time to go in, just change that keyword, and that's it, you know? So this is the way how we would deal with what you were asking.
Amazing. So this episode, we took it back to basics. And if I could confirm with you the strategy, basically we're planting roots around our product. So if we're selling a coffee mug, we have some roots and we're adding those as phrase. And then we look at the search term report to see what roots, to see what stemmed out from those roots. And it might be, you know, mug to coffee mug, to glass coffee mug. And all along the way, I'm taking these new stems and I'm adding them as more phrases to get even more stems. And then when I see something that converts particularly well, I take that and I ensure that it gets some visibility in my title and or bullets so that I can also have a good SEO juice around a lot of these terms. Would you say that's an accurate summary of what you were describing?
That's a perfect summary, yes. Yeah.
I guess we could call it like the phrase match stem SEO ranking strategy.
Yeah, definitely. We should add it to ChatGPT and give us like 15 more titles based on what you are saying.
15 more titles, yes.
Yeah.
I'll read those off at the, I'll do this after we hit record and I'll read those off at the beginning of the episode. Naomi, thank you so much for coming back on the show and sort of sharing this renewed view of the search term report, finding some extra utility out of it. So you are agency owner over at scalewave.io. Is there anywhere else you'd like people to reach out to you if they have questions?
On LinkedIn, I'm trying to be as active as possible. That is also a great place, but also like free privilege to shoot me an email. I'm always happy to hear. And always, if you're listening to this episode, and that is something that made me contact, make sure that you're referring like Michael and also the PPC Time podcast, because I love to know like where it was the trigger that made for you sense to contact me. So definitely you can contact us on ScaleWave, and you can contact me personally as well. Contact at ScaleWave, that's going to be redirected to me. So just letting you know.
Awesome. Well, Naomi, thank you so much. Have a good one. And everyone else, I'll see you next week here on the PPC Done podcast.